Well, hey, folks, it is so good to be here. It is so good to be here, live and in person. This is Andy, of course, of the Andy DeMando Show, and that is where you're tuned into right now. And we are, gosh, we've been waiting patiently for Amanda to get better. And, you know, she's on her way, but she leaves voicemail messages for me and sounds under the weather. Shall we? I'm being polite. She sounds like crap. You know what I mean? She doesn't have COVID, but she, you know, yeah, anyway, doesn't sound good. You know what I mean? Sounds really sick. And throat's really bothering, and her voice is all hoarse. And all I can do is wish her all the best. Mister here. You know, we've never met. Those of you who follow the show know that Amanda and I have been doing this now for 2.5 years, almost 500 shows. Is that right? I think so. She's in the UK. I'm in the US. We have never, ever met. And to me, I'm like, wow. You know, it's. I look back at all the episodes we've done, especially having our New Year's show and our Christmas show at the end of the year and so forth, and look back and reflect all that we've done and all that we've gained. You know, 189,000 some odd listeners now who have listened to the show, either live or the podcast of the show after it finished. This is not produced as a podcast. It's produced as a live radio show because we're live. We're at 515-605-9888. You can dial in 515-605-9888. And I think you can also go to our webpage at blogtalkradio.com/AndyAndAmandaShow and hit connect direct or something like that and join us. And if that doesn't work, you can always email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And then let us know you want to come on the show. We'll send you a link and you can then, you know, click the link and you'll be joining us here. And all you need is a headset and a microphone or something like that to, you know, whatever, speakers, you know, microphone to listen and communicate with us. And then we'll be there. Simple as that. So there's a lot of news happening over the past couple of weeks, over and above the holidays. Some good stuff, some bad stuff. Well, bad stuff, sad things. You know, of course, the fiasco in Congress. We've all, I'm sure, have learned by now what 11 tries an election to elect the Speaker of the House. They all failed. But actually, you know, in other news, and this is something you might not know that you should know, that is actually happening in this country while, in a way, nothing is happening in the House of Representatives, but it is in South Carolina. As the South Carolina Supreme Court has ruled that the South Carolina's Constitution provides a right to privacy as a result of an amendment that was introduced in 1971 to their Constitution that provides the right to privacy, and it guarantees the right to abortion in that very conservative Republican state, South Carolina. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing, apparently, that the legislature can do to write its way around that constitutional provision in the county, you know, in the country Supreme Court of South Carolina. The Supreme Court can't do anything about it. It's in their constitution. What, the 6-week ban on abortion? This is what the, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not following it that closely, but that kind of triggers, you know, alerted me because I am very pro-choice. I'm not saying I'm pro-abortion or anti-abortion. I am pro-choice. It's not my business. I hope the woman makes the right decision. I'm a dad. You know, kids are amazing. But it's not my decision nor my choice as to woman and her significant other, her clergy, her family, her friends, her best friends, whatever it might be, whoever she surrounds herself with in her environment and discusses that issue with, it is certainly not my choice. And it damn well isn't the government's choice. The government needs to get their hands out of our pockets, out of that decision. Let us be. You know what I'm saying? Let us be. You know, if you're anti-choice, everybody's pro-life, so I don't use the word pro-life. If you're anti-choice, then engage in constructive conversations about that and why. Constructive, effective, respectful, right? We're not at war here. We're all Americans. So have conversations that you can grow from, that you can exchange ideas and develop yourself further, by exchanging those ideas, even if you disagree with the other person you're having a conversation with, who might be anti-choice if you're pro-choice, or if you're anti-choice, they're pro, whatever the case might be. That's how I feel about that. That's my opinion, whatever it's worth. Anyway, what we're seeing on the floor of the House of Representatives, as I said earlier, 11 failed votes to elect the Speaker of the House. The single most important thing that you should know is, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all. You know why? Because there's nothing to worry about. If the Republicans fail to elect a Speaker, what they have proven is, at least for right now, and actually till, when does the budget cap have to be decided? September, October? September, I think, right? September? Yes, September. So at least for the next several months, at least until September, we don't need a Speaker of the House. We don't need the House of Representatives to do anything until September, because they're not going to anyway. Because they're going to have a vote to raise the debt ceiling, of which most Republicans in the House are dead set against anyway, right? So now there are many important aspects that need to be considered in a functioning progressive House of Representatives now, in the interest of good government. But let's say we had a Speaker of the House. Once Republicans have that Speaker, and once we have a Republican committee chairman appointed thereafter, they're going to do nothing, absolutely nothing, that will pass the United States Senate and be signed by President, President Bill Clinton. I mean, President, just because I saw his picture, President Joe Biden. So the House of Representatives doing nothing is the actual permanent condition of the House now. And it will be, right, because the only thing worse that can happen than nothing is having the slim majority of Republicans by 5, right, and their Republican committee heads, and you'll have then, who is it, Jim Jordan be the judicial guy? The Judicial Committee, right? My gosh, think about that. Because you know what they're dead set on doing? A televised investigation of the Hunter Biden selfies and his laptop and subpoenas flying in all directions all over the fucking chamber. They plan to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci's response to the coronavirus epidemic. But they have no plans to do anything to legislate whatsoever. Nothing. Zero. Nothing to improve public health in the United States, not one iota, not one sentence, not one period, not one comma, nothing. Nothing. But what they have is a proposal, a methodology where they're going to investigate Anthony Fauci, and they'll do it as soon as they get a Speaker and as soon as they get the committee chaired into positions. Oh, my gosh. And when that happens, you got to bet you're going to go back to those of you who put those, you know, who decided to vote in your particular states for Republican congresspeople who, so much the big wave that never happened, right? But anyway, if that election were to happen today, I don't think it would have gone that way if anybody had the crystal ball. Anyway. Unbelievable, isn't it? We do have a special guest joining us today, and I look forward to that very much. And also, speaking of special guests, I got somebody on the line right now. Before I do that, I'm going to play a song. I won't play the whole song. I'll play part of the song. I'll play the whole song because it's meaningful. And this guy loves the tune, and he should, because it means a lot to him personally. Maybe we'll talk about that. Here it is. Bye. Yeah, I could go on forever with that. Anyway, who do we have on the show? None other but show coordinator, the guy who put it all together, the guy who introduced the Gita with the Gita. The guy who put on the beat. Yeah, none other than the Gita with the Gita.
It's Mr. Boggy Boo. Oh man, Andy, you had a great. I loved it, man. I was like in the green room. I was telling you, I will vote for you, Andy. And I'll vote that you be the new amendment.
you know something, Cornell? Yeah, Cornell put the show together, folks, as I was saying earlier, and he introduced Amanda and I, even though none of us ever met. We wouldn't be doing the show if it weren't for this guy right here who's on the show right now. Hey, Cornell, we were talking offline here. We were talking in the green room here about you putting your vote for me to be Speaker of the House, and here's what you reminded me of. You don't have to be a member of Congress. I don't know if people knew this or not. In the United States, because I know we talk around the world, you do not have to be a member of Congress to be elected to be the Speaker of the House. Did you know that? You don't have to be, right? So Congressman Matt Gaetz, the guy who's been accused of having improper sexual relations with minors and transporting minors across state lines and all these other things, and the arch-conservative Republican extremist in Florida, he threw in Donald Trump's name to be, this is just like yesterday, I think, anyway, to be Speaker of the House. So when they voted, Donald Trump was actually on the ballot to be Speaker. And you hear all these rumors about, make Trump Speaker of the House. Like, oh, come on, get real, right? So Donald Trump came in last again. He was 211 votes behind the Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries, I think next show Monday, I'm going to play his talk regarding the fiasco that's going on with the Republicans in the House. He is the minority leader now. He is like another Barack Obama. He's articulate. He's incredibly bright, amazing communicator, well thought out, African-American congressman, the minority leader. He is incredible, and I think you keep your eyes on Hakeem Jeffries to go to the Super Bowl. No, not Super Bowl. To go to the
the baseball.
He might go the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yeah,
Hall of Fame.
The baseball.
Or Ringling Brothers.
Or Ringling. Yeah. No, but seriously, folks, Hakeem Jeffries. Anyway, so let's get back to what I was saying. So he's 211 votes behind Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat. Of course, the Republicans aren't going to put a Democrat in a speaker, right? Trump came in 200 votes behind Kevin McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And he came in behind a one-term Florida congressman that no one had ever heard of before this week by the name of Aaron Donalds. It was Aaron or Byron? Byron Donalds, I think. He beat Donald Trump like 240-1 or something like that. An election held a room full of fanatical Trump supporters. 222 total Republican votes. Donald Trump got one vote. One vote.
And he probably thought that was a lie. They scanned
the vote. I was going to say it was stolen. It was stolen.
One vote.
Donald Trump got the lowest number of votes of anyone whose name has ever put into nomination for Speaker of the House in the history of the United States. Ever.
One vote. Just one vote?
One vote. Which is my choice. I'm sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So every pundit who outright foolishly suggested at some point in the past that Donald Trump could end up becoming the Speaker of the House is very... I'll be polite and saying they're wrong. They're wrong. Yep. But who's going to become Speaker? I mean, how many times I don't really care how many times they vote. There's so much dissension right now in the House amongst the Republicans. And here the rest of the country sits waiting for things to happen, to improve life for us, to put things in place, to improve infrastructure, to increase healthcare benefits, to improve education systems, to go after people who are frauding the government, frauding each other, you know, gun control, things like that. We need to fix all these things. And there they are worrying about Hunter Biden's laptop. And you think about how Joe Biden came into office and distributed those vaccines, bam, nailed this COVID thing. We're not done with it yet, but man, what a difference between him and Donald Trump. Oh, Biden's, 231,000 jobs were created in December in the United States. 231,000 jobs. Anyway, I can go on. So what do you think? I just lost you.
No, you didn't lose me, Andy. You didn't lose me.
Okay, we're back.
I was trying to get back. I'm fine.
You're breaking up a little
bit.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Can you hear me now, Andy?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Yes. I'm in the space machine while I'm on the show, you know.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
Yeah.
Hmm. Uh-huh. Hey.
I can't believe he got one vote. I just can't believe it. I would have been embarrassed.
I re-recorded a tune the past weekend. You want to hear part of it?
Of course. Please.
Hey, Mr. Nico Baco Bacalipa.
Oh, shit.
I like it the way that you Bacalipa. I like it the way that you Bacalipa.
Andy, I didn't know that was your song, man. Oh, my gosh. That's my favorite song.
Yeah, it's a hit. It's a hit. It's a hit.
It's been a hit when I first heard it.
Yes. Hey, you know, we're going to. It was number one. It was number one. Yeah, it was going to be with Kevin Michael's tune. Yeah. Down Home,
wow.
Georgia. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had a no. Big Bear Wedding.
Big Bear Wedding. I got to play Big Bear Wedding on the show sometime. Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with a special guest here. And stay, don't go away. Don't change that dial. Go away, folks.
Don't.
The best is yet to come. Don't go away. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dear Mainland, aloha. My brother and I know all about your to-do list, but have you also considered making a to-don't list? Like, don't forget hang time with your ohana. Don't forget to step outside every now and then. And don't forget the big wave golden ale. So maybe you make a to-don't list today, yeah?
Put it on your to-do list.
Good one, brother. One life, right? Mahalo. Longboard Island Lager and Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing.
Yes, Kona beer. And if you haven't tried it, Total Wine has it. Go to the refrigerated section of your local Total Wine store or your beer distributor. Not everybody carries it, but I know Total Wine has it because that's where I get it. And get the variety pack of Kona beer. Kona beer. And you know what I've noticed about Kona beer, and good for them. The more places I travel here in California, the more places I see it is, you know, when you go up to the bar and you say, hey, what do you have on tap? Yeah. I've seen Kona beer more and more frequently. I don't know what they're doing or how they're doing it, but good for them. Good for them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you. Is that Levita we have on our show?
Yeah. It's Levita. How's it going, Andy?
Levita, it's going great. Welcome aboard, and thank you for coming aboard, and it's a pleasure having you with us here on the Andy and Amanda Show, minus Amanda today, because as I was saying earlier, she's still under the weather. But anyway,
unfortunately, it's me.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have Cornell. I mean, excuse me. We.
I suck, dude.
But regardless, thanks for letting me onto your show. I wouldn't miss it for the world, and I've already listened to
I didn't say I let you on the
stuff,
show. You just somehow ended up on our show. No, I'm sorry. No. You just, yeah, how did you get here? Who is this guy? Anyway, we've been talking, as a lot of you know, we've been talking a lot about music and performing and the arts and emerging as a composer and a singer-songwriter and the distinctions between improv artist and a composer. And how, you know, improv artist is thinking and looking at the at what's going to come next, where a composer is kind of looking at all the available options, like and putting and taking all those options and making a masterpiece of those options. Where it's an improv artist sitting down the here and now, boom, doing it to it right now. And you look at if you go back to classical artists, you look at somebody like, you know, there are combinations. There are folks that throw improv and composing like in classical. You might go back to Brahms, even Mozart. You know, Mozart was a combination. And then we have this guy right here, a composer, a true composer. I've had the opportunity to listen to your music. Tell us about, you know, introduce yourself. Tell our audience. We're talking to audience in 23 countries around the world right now. So go ahead. I'll give the floor to you.
Yeah. Thank you. My name's Lebeda, and I'm an artist that hails from good old U.S., specifically right now in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I started with piano compositions, worked my way till the good old synth world, and now just kind of taking a grand tour along the analog route and seeing where it takes me. So it's been great so far working at also Sweetwater Sound, one of my favorite companies I bought from, and now I get the chance to work with them. So, yeah, every day I get to make music and hopefully inspire and entertain people around the world.
I might add I'm a client of Sweetwater, and I've been doing music professionally as a solo artist for 30 years. I've been playing music in bands and so forth for much, much longer than that without dating myself, and have been all over the country at retail stores, at chain stores and so forth, and, you know, been online and price shopping and all that. And I got to tell you, if you are in the market at all for music gear, don't go anywhere else. Just believe me. Just go to Sweetwater. They're not a discount house like you might be seeing on eBay or Amazon or something. But I'll tell you, service is – we met. Lavada and I met via his technical support of an issue I had at Sweetwater. And this guy came on and actually made what we're doing right now possible, because I got on this new gear. We reset up our studio. We configured things. And this guy came in and said, bam, 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 here you go. Andy and Man, your show. You're off and running. And here we are. Now he's on the show.
It's still working.
It's still working.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show. I want to ask you a question. What made you really get involved with this? Was it when you was a little child, you always wanted to, you know, get involved with being a composer? I mean, was there any TV shows or anybody that you idolized that made you want to really get involved with the arts?
Very good question. Ever since I could first remember, I was surrounded by music. And one of my first memories was dancing to music. And it's always had an itch that I just couldn't scratch when I was growing up. And when I was around 7 was when we were at church. And I just was introduced to playing piano. Lady came up to me and said, "Hey, you want to learn piano?" I said, "Sure." And because I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and started my musical journey. I'd say some of my biggest influences was the good old classical Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, and then getting to more of the movie side of things. I know it sounds silly, but Disney was actually one of my biggest influences for some of my earlier pieces. Just, I love spending hours just watching documentaries on people that just had something similar to what I had, where you just couldn't turn it off. And then just kind of blossomed to a full-on thing that I always wanted to do. I first started with nursing and then moved to education, and now I'm here doing a bunch of electronic stuff.
Awesome. Let's do this. Let's take a listen. We're going to hear one of your compositions, and then we'll talk about it and talk about how you go about doing this and where the ideas come from and how you put it all together. And it's pretty impressive, I got to tell you, folks. This is good stuff. Let's take a listen. This is a tune called Final Dance here on the Andy and Amanda Show. LaVeda, here on the Andy Nimitz Show, is our special guest today, a composer, songwriter. So this is there's so much going on in this. It's just it's amazing. I mean, it's just it's all you, but there's so much happening in that piece. Two things I want to address. Okay, the starting just as a composer. So you sit down and you use a MIDI controller, I guess. Is that what you start with, or how do you go about doing this?
No worries. So I use Ableton, and in this case, this is a analog piece of gear called the Prophet 10 from Sequential, one of my favorite pieces of equipment. And it all starts usually just with a random chord progression. I'll play around for however long. I'll get a thing that sounds good, and I just evolve the music around it.
The drums, which sounds like an actual drummer, is that sampled drum kit? Is that a sampling of a? Is that how? Because you have the kick drum playing.
Yeah, it's a couple drum samples that I scoured through, and then we just pieced together. And after I pieced that, I just worked with it along with the track. We did a couple that sounded good initially and then just didn't work out, and then we landed on this. So
sounds great. And then when it's after its composition and the instrumental aspects of the piece are complete, is that when the vocals come in, or is that...
Oh, good question. Yeah, the ambient stuff you hear, I usually add after the vocals. So once I have the main beat down, I have the main melody and progression, I'll sing on top, and it's pretty much all I'll have maybe a sketch pad or two of the lyrics that I kind of want to center around. But like for this instance, it was just final dance, and then I would pretty much just in real time also write down the lyrics while I'm singing. And then that's what I got.
Let me tell you something. When I listen to your track, your production, I thought of Star Wars. It seemed like
I was going to say that
music.
Too. I was a movie track. I was going to say the same thing, like scoring movies.
Yeah. Because when I was a kid, I used to play in Philadelphia. I used to play in the orchestra, and I understand it.
That's one of my actual big influences too. Was the music from Star Wars as well as other movies as well. I love the cinematic just soundscape.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. That's awesome.
You know what? Yes. Your music is like, it makes you feel uplifting. It makes you feel like, when I was listening to the track, the production, the track, I was feeling like I was floating, if that make any sense.
Oh, yeah. My whole goal with my music is not only something people can vibe to, but you ever have this good old car ride, it's a long day after work, the end of the week, and you're just not even got a thought in your head. You're just driving. You're coasting. That's the vibe that I like. And I think I just found
like
that.
007, a fight, you know, the part when they be fighting and their music come on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, the fighting 007.
Perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about.
That's great,
It could very well be. Let me ask you a question, and our question today is, as an emerging composer, songwriter, in your case, more of a composer, I would say, and I think Cornell nailed it. I think we're going to hear another piece of yours in just a minute, but I'm seeing movie scores. I mean, I can almost see the film. I can almost hear you sitting down in the AMC theater and having your music just blast through the sound system, backing some film. I mean, just really beautiful, magnificent. And I bet, went to an incredibly powerful Adobe sound system, it would be like pretty cool, you know, Adobe sound system. Adobe, I mean.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So as a composer, how difficult is it to get out of the gate to do anything from where you are? What do you think?
That's a good question. It can vary, but a lot of the time is I constantly hear melodies just nonstop. And so just more of just latching onto something that I can just instantly create something with. I find it difficult if I have two limitless of options. I work with constraints. I like to have it, this is what you have, and this is what you got to use. And I find I can maybe put three or four sometimes songs out in a night. Just depends on what I have. I hope I answered your question there.
Well, let me tell you, I'm a drummer, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm a drummer, right? Mm-hmm. And when I play the drums, for some reason, I see colors. When I get into music, I see colors, visions, and, you know, I see all, like, it's hard to explain. It's just my mind goes somewhere else when I'm creating, you know, the sound on the production. I mean, not the production, the percussion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yes.
I definitely feel that's also part of it because for me, it's also, I'll listen to music also to get inspired. And it's one of the best ways I come up with cool ideas. I can see the chords. I can see the emotion behind it. And if I latch on that, it's just one fluid motion of almost like a brush stroke. By the end of a piece or a composition, it's pretty much one and done. I realize, wow, I just did all that right now. And I think that's just part of the whole, you just do. You don't think, you just do.
Yes.
And I guess in your day in, day out, in addition to writing and composing and singing music and, you know, putting all this together, your day in, day out gig is with, you know, one of the most reputable music suppliers in the country, and that is Sweetwater. So I'm thinking on a regular basis, you correspond with singers, songwriters, band musicians of all, you know, from all walks of life. Some professionals, some not so professionals, some just getting started. I would imagine. So you being there do you have these conversations with other musicians at all about what they're doing and how they're going about doing, getting out of the gate and getting, you know, getting known and developing a fan base and so forth?
Oh, yeah. It's almost impossible not to not only be inspired here from the people working at Sweetwater, but just our customers come from all walks of life. I mean, you'll get anybody from just how do I set up these headphones to major studios or celebrities even, where they're like, we got the thing we need. And getting to work with them, not only on the issue, but also just, hey, how did you get into this? What inspired you? Kind of what you asked me now is something that I find. I mean, I've had a major NFL player call in once. And I didn't even know he was into music. And he was one of our huge customers. And we talked, and you would have never known he was a celebrity. He was so humble.
Exactly.
But at the same time, he told me about Dolby Atmos, and that's what started me into Dolby Atmos.
I heard that's incredible.
That I know
that
now.
Yeah. That Atmos, I saw that demoed at NAMM a couple of years back. Incredible, that Dolby Atmos. I mean, wow.
Oh, it's insane. In fact, I'm having almost everything on my album mastered in Dolby Atmos. In fact, the next song that you'll play here is actually was mixed and mastered in spatial audio in Dolby.
Can you explain to our, because can you explain to our listeners, many of which, some may not even have heard of Dolby, but can you explain what Dolby Atmos is and how its uniqueness is separated from a competition?
Oh, exactly. Instead of hearing from your 2-to-1 or your left and right speakers, you have a whole surround system, basically, to where you have the ability to mix and master in a whole new environment. Instead of being constrained on like almost a 2D plane, you have a 3D matrix that you can then pretty much do anything with. So movie theaters started with it. Musicians also have a bunch of their stuff being mixed and mastered, and it's like you're there right in the session with them. You can hear the positioning of instruments and vocals I know Little Lost X actually did a mix to where he had it where it made him seem like he's behind you singing, and it's insane. So it's a new technology that's just expanding upon not only just our binaural audio, but also other sound systems that we have right now.
Imagine if you could put that in cars or vehicles, all types of vehicles. You know, for people that's like in the music business or something like that, they could sit in a car and create.
I know there's a couple high-end. I know Mercedes is working on a Dolby Atmos car right now.
Jeez.
And I know that there's a couple other big ones that are also, I think, Rolls-Royce or somewhere along that line. So it'd be insane. It'd be something that I can see being implemented to the public more and more. We just need to get there and get more creative.
I was blown away by it.
Yeah, man. You know what? His music, basically, your music can help people that have anxiety. You know, they listen to your music if they're upset, and, you know, listen to your music and be like, wow, I'm relaxed. It gives people therapy.
Yeah. Let's hear another one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, let's take another listen. This is called, and Levade is our special guest here on the Andy Amanda Show. And again, Amanda is still under the weather, waiting for her to come back on the show. And for those of you who'd like to join and ask our special guest, Levade, any kind of questions you might have regarding music production, even fixing things, because he's really good. our number is 515-605-9888. 515-605-9888. This tune is called Paper Sales by our special guest, Levade, here on the Andy Amanda Show. Let's take a listen. so cool. That is so cool.
I'm liking
and talk
that.
About and talk about technology.
But he knows much more about technology, this type of technology, certainly, than I do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous music. Really very, very well done.
It's big music. It's very big.
It is.
Thank you.
It is. It's fat.
If
you know,
I wanted to listen to it, just say if I wanted to go in my put on my system, and where can I find your stuff at? Because I really like it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm going to be releasing my stuff under my name Leveda real soon with a bunch of singles and then a full on album. So this is just a sneak peek of so much more to come.
But it
sounds
like it'll
be right under Leveda.
It sounds like you got a little inspiration from Coldplay.
Coldplay, that's good. I like how you picked that up. One of my favorite songs was Clocks. And so I derived a bit of my ambience from Coldplay, as well as a couple other artists.
I was going to say Pete Seeger, but I would have been way off, I think. Yeah, yeah. Little Bob Dylan in there? No. No. No.
Oh, hell no.
I'm way off. Yeah, yeah. No.
I can hear Coldplay, and I can hear, I don't know, his music takes you somewhere else. Like Coldplay. Coldplay, the dynamics of Coldplay production is like it takes you somewhere else, and your music takes me to another, like, it takes me to space where I need to be at. You understand what I'm saying? Relax.
100%, yeah. And that one here, Paper Sales, is one of the few that was an almost throwaway. I had the main melody for such a long time, for about over a year I carried it. And I would put it down, and it just almost ended up being a joke track. And then just one night, I just happened to come across this real good patch, and it just went from there.
It takes you somewhere else. In the future, the Andy and Amanda Show is now the compilation album. Is it possible we could put one of your tunes on our compilation album?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'd be honored.
Yeah, you'll be on there with Rest of Development and... I can go on. And a guy who recorded with a major band back in the Beatle days is going to be on there, a good friend of our show, Kevin Michaels. And there's a bunch of stuff that's coming on the show, but I'll be glad to include you on that CD when it's finished. And we have some other artists to get on there still, but some pretty well-known names from
Appreciate
that.
Seriously, thank you.
It'd be a pleasure to do it. How was I just going to say? Do you remember, Cornell, what was I going to say? Amanda, my co-host, the Amanda of the Andy and Amanda Show, and I'm the Andy part, just in case anybody wondered. Yeah, I'm not Amanda. All right, so she does. I know they're much better Amanda than me. Yeah, yeah. But Amanda is a does the same type of composition. She does like a lot of synths and... You know, she just sings and does all this production work, and it's that. You know, I play acoustic guitar and you know, I sing folk music, folk and blues. Like, you know, sit down and play
Andy,
guitar.
Yo,
just,
you guys should get together, man, and
yeah,
do some.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Some
live
folk
guitar
I
in there. Oh, I had a question. Yeah, where are you originally from?
Sure.
Are you from the Midwest originally? Are you from? Indiana?
Yeah, so I'm from good old Michigan. So
Michigan,
right near
what part?
Port Huron.
Oh, my goodness. Well, ready for this? My wife is from Waterford, Pontiac area. Clarkston?
Oh, yeah, I know where Waterford is. In fact, I think I'm even closer. I'm exactly from Kimball. So everybody knows Port Huron when they hear Michigan.
Well, my sister-in-law has a cottage right on the lake, right on Port Huron, right on Lake Huron, right there, right on the beach. And
well,
so we
awesome.
Get up there. Oh, it's great. We get up there, you know, spring, summer, fall, we go up and hang out. And you're from Michigan. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I married into a very big Michigan family, and I've been there many, many times. And we've been all Sleeping Bear Dunes and Traverse City and – You know, of course,
well,
Ann Arbor, and then as a musician, I played out there several times in Ann Arbor, and in Traverse City, and I forget where else. But anyway, I love it out there. Yeah, and it's really funny. I got to tell you this funny story. So in my single days, I was single for a very long time. I got married late in life. But in my single days, I remember going to, as a single guy, you know, I had long-term relationships, short-term relationships, and everything in between. And I'm walking out of this bar, hang out with a friend of mine. And so walking down the street, his name is Ford. And I said, Ford, you know something? This is going way back. Said, you know what just struck me? He goes, what? You know, we live our lives in Philadelphia. Like, we're in Philadelphia, so this is where we're born and raised, and all our lives and our friends and everything we do is basically right around, somewhere around the Philadelphia area. I mean, that's what our environment, that's our bubble, that's where we live. So the thing is, how do we know that here we are walking down the street in Center City, Philadelphia, as we walk here, how do we not, what if, like, the perfect Miss Right for us isn't in, like, Michigan? My wife, I could have said Butte, Montana.
Yeah.
I would have had a different wife. I would have had different kids. But Michigan girls, man, I got to tell you, well, I'm married to one, you know, enough said, but it's great.
Oh, yeah, man, I've been tempted. I am married to the music right now, but eventually I'll settle down.
Yeah, I married. As a matter of fact, it was my girlfriend at the time. I was an airline pilot, and I'd been playing music since I was 7 years old. I had my first band at 11, and I was a studio session player along the way, and played piano and guitar. And was a pilot. I was a certified FAA flight instructor and a pilot, and charter pilot, an airline, corporate. I've done just about all of it, bits and pieces here and there. And I changed jobs, went to a company which is now known as NetJets, with a large, now they've got 375 airplanes and 4,000 pilots. They're among the top fractional, corporate airline in the world. So I was with them in their infancy, and when they're just starting out of the gate, and I went over to them because I was like, wow, this is where I want to be. And I started, flying the rich and famous and ex-presidents and so forth in their fleet. And about a year into it, they had a furlough and the economy went bad. So I was invited, but I was based in Columbus, Ohio, and my girlfriend at the time was living in Philadelphia, and I would jump seat back and forth and days off to go hang out with her. So one day I showed up with a little more baggage than usual. And she's like, and I knocked on her door, and I said, she's like, what's with the bags? I'm like, well, I'm unemployed for a little while. They never recall. but I figured she said, and you want to live here? Well, a few weeks, you know what I mean? Well, nothing, because we were kind of had an open relationship at a time. We're like, you want to live here? So anyway, it was her doing that forced me into my music career, because after a while, weeks became months, many months, that I was hanging out, and she was going off to work, and I was sitting home strumming the guitar. And again, I've been playing music my whole life. I mean, that was my, my thing. And so one time she read about this big showcase for musicians, almost like an open mic type thing, where that was sponsored by Sam Adams Beer and a very powerful Philadelphia radio station. So she pretty much laid down the ultimatum and said, look, you got to go play this thing tonight. If you're going to sit here and live here, you got to either be a busboy or be a bartender or do something. You just can't see her every day. But I knew I was going to get my flying job back. I had money in the bank. I still had free travel. I'm doing pretty good. I didn't have to work. I was okay. But she said, no, you got to go do something. So she said, look, you got to show up at this Sam Adams thing, or else I don't want you living here anymore. That kind of thing. So I showed up. Long story short, I got played. I got an encore. I just made up what I was doing. I literally improv. Made up. I don't play solo. I play guitar for other people. I was a solo person. So I literally made up a couple of guitar pieces. One was an encore, an original piece. And when I got off stage, people go, oh, wowee, wow, yeah. And so one of the owners of Sam Adams came up to me and said, that was outstanding. What do you charge? I'm like, charge? And the rest is history. And it led to a record contract and endorsements and gigs from Sam Adams. And I went to New York. And I was playing all the clubs there and got on QVC television. And and the airline called me back, and it was a very difficult decision to make. But at that time, we're talking about how difficult it is. At that time, we're talking about no internet. There's no internet. There's, it was radio stations. and record stores, Tower Records. You know, you had, or you get signed by a label, or you produce a record independently, and that's what you had. And that's, you know, you had to become best friends with the programming directors, and you know, get on different radio stations and get airplay. And then the internet came along, and I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I get asked all the time in my own career. I get asked all the time. You know, people come up to me and said, "Oh, do you have any tips? I'm, you know, I'm doing this and I'm trying to do this, and what do you think I should do?" And it's a different world. You know, it's a completely different world than it was back then. And that's why I'm wondering, you know, because I've been doing this for 30 years now. I'm kind of, I've got a tour schedule and I play and record and, you know, this is what I do. But out of the gate, I don't know. I mean, it's a different, there's a million people with guitars and keyboards out there producing with very good equipment, like you're talking about, in their living rooms. You know, and when you look at what you're doing, it's as good as anything a label. I mean, that is top-notch stuff that you're producing and composing. It sounds fantastic. And this is on a streaming radio show. It sounds great. I can imagine what it sounds like in your, so to speak, living room. Great stuff. And it's tough. It's a different world now.
Sign them up, Andy.
You bet. Hey, listen, we got to roll. We got to go. It's a quick hour here,
yeah.
And I want to thank Leveda for coming on board. And is there a website or how does one get hold of you or here check out your music? Is there a web or a SoundCloud or Spotify or what do you call it?
SoundCloud under. Yeah, I got a SoundCloud right now, which I'll change the name to Leveda, but right now it's XBIX.
XBIX.
Okay. Yep, cool. I got my sound stuff on there.
Okay.
And
it's...
That's the best way to shoot me a message. Mm-hmm.
How does somebody shoot you, get in touch with you?
Yeah, if they want to either just shoot me an email, they can, if you want, I can give an email.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be domatkins124@gmail.com.
All right, and if you want to make it easy, you can also just email our show, andyandamandyashow@gmail.com, and we'll forward it as well. andyandamandyashow@gmail, you know, and we'll forward it there. Leveda, Lavaita, I believe is the spelling. And
Lavayda, yep.
Okay, and awesome. Great stuff. And we'll have you back on here again. We'll definitely stay in touch. Let us know when you have new releases. Send them our way. We'll get them on the air here. And I want to thank our listeners around the world, primarily our North America, but we are in 23 countries around the world. We're wishing Amanda all the very best, a speedy recovery from whatever she's going through, and we'll get her back on the show. We're back here on this is a Friday show. I can't believe it's Friday already. We're back here Monday.
Friday.
Yeah, man.
And this show will be most people who hear this show will be hearing the podcast. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. We're
Spotify.
On Pandora, whatever you call it. You know, all the streaming places. You know more about it than I do. Wherever you get podcasts, we're there. Andy and Amanda Show. This show will repeat on Blog Talk Radio throughout the weekend. So the Friday shows get repeated. It's a good time to come on our show as a guest because you get all the additional exposure throughout the weekend. And again, I want to thank Leveda for joining us, our special guest today. Monday show is going to be very interesting. So much with political talk on Monday. We have some special guests. We're going to be talking about politics, about the fiasco that's going on in Congress right now, all the jobs that created in December in this country, which is amazing, and we're going to be talking about a little bit. We'll spend some time on long-term investments. What is the market doing? What is the trigger that lets you know what a good buy is or what a good sell is? We're going to be talking about that a little bit. So we'll see everybody Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great, happy, healthy, strong weekend, everybody. Thanks again to Leveda Cornell. Thank you for joining us and sitting in for the show.
Thank you.
And
Amanda, get us out of here.
Amanda normally gets us out of here. I should record one of her exits and play it. You know, Amanda, get us out of here. Hey, I got an idea. Leveda, why don't you get us out of here? Say goodbye to everybody on our behalf.
Leveda, say one thing. What is your favorite radio station on Blog Talk?
Radio station on Black Talk. That's a good one.
Black Talk.
Black Talk.
Black Talk.
Black Talk.
Not Black
Talk. I don't know, to be honest. I'll let you guys choose.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Andy and Amanda show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Great having you with us, man. All the very best. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's we close this? Oh, I have an idea.
Yes.
Don't go away yet. Don't go away. Hang in there. I'm going to close out the show with a composition by... We can close out with Amanda, but we can. Amanda can do our closeout.
Yeah.
Because... I know we got a roll here. Because I have one of her songs. So if she can't...
Awesome.
You know, we'll play her music. That's how we'll get her to get us out of here. How's that sound?
Yeah.
That
maybe you'll be on Black
Talk. I'd love to check it out.
Check it out. Here we go. This is a composition also done. He's out of here. Let's take a listen to a song called Highway to Hell. Not Highway to Hell. That's what's it called?
ACDC.
Man, one after another.
It's called. Wait, here it is. I gotta think. Wait, is this
ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Highway to Heaven. I'm sorry, Highway to Heaven. By Amanda Love. We'll see everybody. Take care. Thanks for joining us.
Bye bye. Have a great weekend, guys.
Houston, we have a problem.